In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. There is a common thread that links both the epistle and the gospel lessons that we heard this morning, and that also links the feast of Christ's blessed ascension into heaven that we celebrated this past Thursday on May 25th. That was 40 days after Easter already, after the celebration of Great and Holy Pascha. And the thread that links all this together is found in the words of St. Paul that we heard this morning, when he said to the elders, to the leaders of the community of the church in Ephesus, which is located on the west coast of what is now modern-day Turkey. St. Paul said that they should always have an attitude of watchfulness, and that they should always find themselves in a state of being alert, that they should always and forever be guardians of the church, and that they should work to keep it safe from false teachers. And St. Paul reminded those leaders of that community of their responsibility to always protect the church so that it may continue to be an eternal reflection of Christ's glorification to the world. And then in the gospel lesson, we heard the words of a prayer spoken by Jesus after the Last Supper, before his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. And in this prayer, Jesus asks his Father in heaven to glorify him with the glory that he had before the world was created, the divine eternal glory that exists with him as the Son of God, who is the second person of the Holy Trinity. And he said that so the world would know the truth about God, the truth of eternal life. That was Jesus' prayer. Because this idea of glorification is a very important one for us as Christians, and really we need to understand it. The glorification that Jesus is speaking about is the honor and the splendor and the majesty and the visible radiance of the kingdom of heaven revealed to us through his life here on earth. In a lot of different ways, Christ's glorification was revealed to us through his birth, when the angels of heaven appeared and announced the coming of the Messiah, and that his name would be Jesus, and that he was coming into the world to save the world. And Christ's glorification was revealed to us through his baptism, when the heavens were opened up, and when the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and when the voice of God the Father was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And Christ's glorification was also revealed through his transfiguration on Mount Tabor, when he revealed to Peter and to James and to John his uncreated divine energy, displaying for the first time his true identity, when his face shined like the sun, when his clothes were white as light, and when Moses and the prophet Elias appeared with him, and when again the voice of God the Father was heard. And Christ's glorification is also revealed to everybody in this world at his crucifixion, when he was lifted up on the cross, and when he told the thief on his right-hand side, who we refer to as Saint Dismas, and we commemorate Saint Dismas this month on March 25th. It's May. On March 25th. That today, he said to the thief, today you will be with me in paradise. And Christ's glorification was revealed at his resurrection. And afterwards, when he appeared multiple times in all of his glory, in his glorified and both his resurrected body for 40 days. And then finally, Christ's glorification is revealed to us in his ascension into heaven, which serves as the fulfillment, really, and the completion of his earthly mission, the mission of salvation here on this earth. As Savior of the world, his mission was accomplished through his death and through his resurrection. And so he returned to his Father in heaven, ascending in all of his glory to sit down at the right hand of God. And in his ascending, and listen to this, in his ascending, he raises all of humanity with him into heaven. The ascension signifies Jesus' full glorification, that he is Lord over everything. And this image is what is represented in the icon of the Pantocrator that is so beautifully written in our dome here at the Basilica. Christ, the ruler of the world. Jesus is the all-ruling Christ. He shares equal glory and equal authority and equal honor with his Father in heaven. The risen Lord is now enthroned in heaven, and his divine nature is fully revealed and fully glorified. But the most important meaning of Christ's ascension is that when Jesus ascended into heaven as perfect God and perfect man to be reunited with his Father, he also glorified all of humanity with him. Why? Because when Jesus was born, he took on human nature without losing his divine nature. And now, in ascending into heaven, he takes this human nature to heaven with him. He didn't leave his earthly human nature here. He took it along with his earthly body into heaven without ever losing or diminishing his divine nature. And so he took his human nature into heaven, glorifying it and giving it a place of honor at the right hand of God the Father. With Christ, at his ascension, man's nature also ascends. And so the joy that is found in this amazing event is not only that Christ is glorified, but also that all of humanity, that means all of us, we are all glorified with him. Because God has gone up to heaven to prepare a place for all of us next to him in God's heavenly kingdom. It was the resurrection that opened the path of paradise to us. And it is the ascension that opened the gates of heaven to Jesus. And it's because of that ascension that those gates can now, one day, be open for all of us as well. And so, like the elders of the church in Ephesus, we should also be mindful of St. Paul's words and remain watchful and stay alert here in this life, because the ascension is also our future hope and the fulfillment of our own work of salvation. If we live in Christ, and if we put our faith in Christ, and if we put all of our trust in our Heavenly Father, then we will also die and be resurrected with Christ. And like Christ, we too will ascend to the glory of heaven. And we too will be accounted worthy to sit next to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in all of His glory and in all of our glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.